Welcome to the Teen Life Coach Podcast. I'm Coach Sammy, and I am so glad you are here. The teen years can be fun and exciting, but also filled with self-doubt, insecurities, and lots of frustration. I am here to help you along your teen journey and make sure you enjoy your teen years as much as possible. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast today. How is everyone doing? I am so excited to be here with you guys right now. I love that I get to talk to each one of you through your phone or your computer or whatever device you are listening to this podcast. I am so happy that I get to record this podcast for you guys. It makes my heart happy. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about finding answers to your problems. Imagine if you knew the solution to every problem, okay? Wouldn't that be cool? You'd also be super rich too, because you could solve all the world's problems. Everybody wants answers to their questions and solutions to their problems the easy way. We all just want to be told what to do. And wouldn't that be so great if we all just knew the answers to all the problems, all right? But life isn't that easy. I get messages from you guys asking me what you should do in certain situations and how to handle things that are going on in your life. I love hearing from you guys. And as much as I would love to say here, this is exactly what you should do, I don't actually know what is best for you. I don't have a magic formula. Our lives are not like a math equation where there is always a very certain answer. And there's not one specific answer for every teen that works 100% of the time. And I think that most people, when they think of the word coach, it implies that a coach tells you what to do and exactly what to do and what to change. But I think that as a coach, my job is to teach you how to find the answers that are right for you. I can't tell you exactly what to do because I don't know what's right for you. It's never my job to tell you what to do. I mean, I could always tell you what I would do in a similar situation, but only because I know myself, I know my limits, my temptations, and my capacities better than anybody else. And I don't know those personally for all of you, okay? So what is my job as a coach? My job is to ask you guys the right questions so that you can figure out what is right for you, okay? And that is why when you listen to the podcast, you'll notice I always ask you questions on the podcast. And that is because I want you to answer those questions for yourself because you know yourself best. You know yourself better than anybody else knows you. And learning to ask yourself the right questions offers you the greatest insight into your brain and will really help you to know yourself and who you are, okay? Being happy is all about asking yourself the right questions. Being successful is all about asking yourself the right questions, 100%, okay? If you are asking yourself, why is my life so hard? Or why doesn't anybody like me? Or why am I never the one who is chosen? Those questions will always come back with very negative, self-defeating answers. Just the question itself incorporates a negative belief, and then your brain will be sent to prove that negative belief correct. Our brains always want to be right, so if we believe something, we're going to go look for evidence to support that belief. And if we choose negative questions, we are going to come up with negative answers, okay? If you can change your questions to have an empowering belief, you will come up with answers that are just as empowering and encouraging, okay? So today, I want to share my top questions that I love to ask teens to help them gain awareness around situations they're going through and find the answers they are looking for, okay? And I had a really hard time narrowing these questions down to 10 of my favorites because there are so many questions that I love to ask my clients, so many questions that I love to ask teens that I am working with. And all of these questions, you guys, I ask them to myself on a daily basis. These are questions that I ask myself regularly to stay happy, motivated, less stressed, and love myself in the best way. I love these questions. I hope that you can take whatever questions you like and experiment with them. And so here we go. Let's go through this list of questions that I love. Number 10, what is the worst that can happen? I love this question because we are creatures that love to stay safe and comfortable. We are afraid to take risks, whether that is in social situations or in athletics or whatever area of your life you are afraid to take risks in. This question helps our brain see that whatever the outcome is, we can handle it. Whatever the worst outcome is, we can handle it. And it's to help our brains realize that it's really not as scary as our brains are telling us it is. When we know the worst possible outcome and can be okay with it, then we can give ourselves permission to push ourselves in order to get what we want. Number 9, what do I love about myself? Nothing good ever comes from searching for the negative things about ourselves. It is so easy to find our faults and imperfections, and if we are always focused on those things, we become more of that person. The negative things we tell ourselves become realities, and so it is the same with the things that you love about yourself. The things that you love about yourself become more of who you are. There's always something to love about yourself. Always, you guys. So always be looking for the things that you love about yourselves and stop focusing on the negative things that you don't like about yourselves, because that's where your focus is going to be. And if you're always focusing on the negative things about who you are, you will become more of those negative things. Number 8, what would my future self say? This question provides so much wisdom and perspective, and I love the perspective that it provides. That's probably one of my favorite parts about it. It takes us out of the immediate problem and provides an overall view of the situation. We go to the future and look back, all right? And sometimes when we ask ourselves this question, we may even realize that the problem isn't even a problem, or it's not a big deal, or we can have peace knowing that everything is going to work out for good. Our future versions of ourselves, I like to imagine the future version of ourselves as being very wise and having made it through things and being successful. And so if we go and ask that person who has gone through it and is happy and has gone through the hard things and knows that everything is going to be okay, there's so much wisdom with that person to be able to give us advice now. Okay, and I always love their advice. I always love my future self's advice. It's always such good advice. So what would your future self say? Number 7, is this working? And so often we get stuck, but we continue to do the same things even though we are stuck. We have to change it up if we want different results or outcomes, okay? So if something's not working, how can you find the right answer? Who can you ask for help? How would you know the answer, all right? Figure out if what you're doing is working, and if it's not, make some changes. Number 6, if this was a test, what would it be? And how can I pass this test? And this is a little bit of an interesting question, but this question for me, it provides me so much motivation to do the right thing, okay? Because life is hard and it is all about learning, I love to think of situations as if I was in some sort of test, okay? Like this past week, I found myself feeling really hurt about some situations that were going on. And I was like, if somebody was watching me right now and putting me through this test, how am I doing with it? I like to imagine it like I am in a simulation, right? And the simulation is like, let's send Sammy this text and see how she responds. And I realized my test this last week was to how to love someone who is mean to me, okay? And can I learn how to have compassion and love for someone even though they treat me kindly? And I thought about my situation this week as a test, like, okay, I am being tested right now to see how I can respond in this difficult situation. I love to pass tests. I love to do good on tests. I love competition. And so it gives me a different perspective on what I need to do to come out on top. And I feel like it also makes me a little bit tougher instead of a victim. So I always like to think, if somebody's watching me and was testing me right now, how would I overcome this situation in a way where I'm winning? Number 5, what does loving myself look like in this situation? This question is one of my favorites because it's all about boundaries. When we set boundaries, we are loving ourselves in the most compassionate way. Boundaries are hard to set and follow through on. So, does loving yourself in a situation mean you say no, or you don't respond to a text, or you leave a situation? What is the best way to take care of yourself? And loving yourself is taking care of yourself, okay? With the situation I was just talking about in number six, when someone was treating me unkindly, in order to take care of myself, I had to block this individual on my phone for just a few days. I was getting anxiety every time my phone would buzz, and I was scared it would be them again, and I just wasn't feeling great. And so the best way for me to take care of myself was to block them for a period of time. So I didn't have to worry about hearing from them. I didn't have to worry about what they were saying. I could just kind of relax and focus on the things that I needed to focus on. So what does loving yourself look like when you look in the mirror or see a picture of yourself, or maybe when you didn't do as good as you wanted in something? What are your boundaries for yourself as far as how you're going to let other people treat you? And what are your boundaries for yourself as far as what how you are going to let you treat yourself? And that is really important because sometimes we treat ourselves the worst out of anybody. And so it's really important that you set boundaries for yourself and, hey, I'm not going to treat myself this way. Okay. Number four is why. All right. And if you don't know what to ask yourself, why is always a good option. If you know there is something wrong, ask yourself why. You guys love to say, I don't know. And I hear all the time, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. The phrase, I don't know, will never give you any answers. I'd rather have wrong answers than no answers. You can work with wrong answers. When you know wrong answers, you can at least figure out the right answers. Having no answers gets you nowhere. When you can answer the question of why in any situation, you can get so many things that are stuck in your head out into the open so you don't have to keep them in there anymore. For example, if you're feeling sad, ask yourself why. If you're feeling unmotivated, ask yourself why. If you're feeling left out, ask yourself why. If you are feeling unimportant, ask yourself why. When you know the why, you always have something to work with, okay? Number three, what does freedom look like? For me, I think freedom is permission to fully be myself and be the person I want to be. What does freedom look like for you? If you didn't care about anybody else's thoughts or opinions about you, what would you do? I love this line of thinking because it opens our brains up to possibilities that we are holding ourselves back from. I remember about 10 years ago, I had an opportunity that was available to me, and I was really worried about taking it because I was so afraid of what people would think and say about me. And I expressed my fears to my dad, and he told me, you know what? You can't live your life worried about what other people are going to think about you. People will always have something to say and judgments and opinions, and you will never be able to control that. And so for me, freedom is not worrying about whether other people are thinking about me or what other people's judgments are about me. So what is freedom for you? And what is it that you need to let go of so that you can be yourself? Number two, what can I learn from this? How can I use this? In every situation, I want you to think, what can I learn in this situation? When we go through hard things, I like to think of our hard muscles getting stronger. We have more ability to handle harder things when we go through hard things, okay? Some of the most successful business people have had really hard, abusive, traumatic childhoods. And the reason for their success is because they know how to do hard. They know how to get through hard things. They have a lot of practice going through hard things, and their hard muscles are strong. The more hard things you go through, the better you get at handling things, okay? So the learning and the growing that comes with hard things is priceless. It gives you so much experience. It gives you so much knowledge. And so every situation that you go through provides you with tons and tons of learning life experience. There is never an experience that is wasted. Number one, this is my favorite coaching question of all time. Are you ready? Okay. The question is, what are you making this mean about you? All right. And this question right here has completely changed my life, my perspective on myself, and opened my eyes to the optional suffering that I am putting myself through. Okay. And so many of you are torturing yourself because you are making circumstances in your lives mean really hurtful things about you as a human being, okay? And you don't even know you are doing this, which is why I love this question, okay? So let's say the circumstance in your life is that you didn't get invited, or your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you, or your coach yelled at you because you made a mistake. What do you make these things mean about you? Okay. And many times where our brain goes to is we make these things mean I'm not good enough. Nobody likes me. I don't belong. I'm not worthy. And all of those thoughts right there are poison for ourselves. And when we realize that we're making circumstances in our lives that we can't control mean things about ourselves that are very unkind, we can realize that, oh my gosh, I have a choice to believe these certain things about myself. And many times we're making things in our lives mean things about us that aren't even true and that don't have anything to do with our worth or our value or how awesome we are or how much we're liked. Okay. And so you just got to be careful when we make certain things in our lives mean negative things about ourselves and who we are. And that can be life-changing. All right. So if you were to hire me as a coach, I would ask you lots of questions. I would make your brain work really hard and figure out and understand yourself. Okay. If you are wanting answers, get some paper and write down your answers to these questions and let me know your favorite. I have my favorite questions to ask myself, but come up with your own and figure out what your own favorite questions are to ask yourself. One of the best things I can ever teach the clients that I work with is to ask the right questions, okay? If you are not asking yourself questions on a daily basis, you are missing out on some of the best insight and knowledge you can ever have access to, you guys. You are so much more knowledgeable for yourselves than I ever can be, okay? You have the answers right inside of you. All right, you guys, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, do you want more? If you are ready to work with me in one of my coaching programs for teens, check out my website, knowingup.com. That's KNOWINGUP.com. Whatever you are struggling with, whether big or small, I can help. We learn so much more in my programs than what is offered here on the podcast. Come join me, you guys. See you soon.